It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Mayor Danny Van Wagner of Castledale. You know, I'm reaching out to every, you know, all the mayors and some administrators of the counties and the cities in the area and just trying to kind of piece together the year that was 2021 and talk about some of the wins that we had this year around in the area. So we're going to talk about some of those things. Sounds like we've got an exciting thing coming up next month that the mayor wants to talk about. And so let's just bring him in right now. Mayor Van Wagner, how are you today?
Good, Dave, and how are you guys?
We're doing okay. Getting ready for some snow, I think.
It's right around the corner. Let's just hope.
Let's talk about things and how things are ending up over in Castledale this year.
Well, you know, if you want to start talking about snow, I can say water during this year, Castledale residents, we dropped by 30% what we usually use out there, and that's to be commended. The city did a really good job of tightening their belts. We had some spectacular festivals this last year, rodeos. Castledale was a fun place to be.
It always is.
21.
It always is. So is there any festivals or events or anything that kind of stick out in your mind this year?
Absolutely. Our rodeos, the high school rodeo and the rodeo that played during our Castledale days was phenomenal. It brought in a lot of different participants, and it was a really good time. The Jolts Fest was off the wall. The numbers were probably 500-600 people coming here for this Climbing on the Rocks, and it was a four-day event, and it was just participated real well by everyone, by the community, by outside boulders. It was just a fun time. So there's been a lot of things that's gone on this year that there's a lot to be hopeful for next year.
Well, and let's be honest, you know, the Bouldering Festival, that's great that people come to climb the rocks and stuff, but the rodeo that takes place at the Bouldering Festival is probably one of the best of the year.
Without a doubt. And it was really stepped up this year. They did a great job. The high school does a really fine job promoting it and taking care of it.
And you kind of, you know, kind of touched on it right at the very top of the interview there about water. You know, I think the great thing is that now we as citizens, and it's not just Castledale or Huntington or, you know, any of those, any areas in Emery County, it includes the areas in Carbon County as well. We have kind of now learned what we can do and what we really need, I guess, so to speak.
Yeah, there's a difference of what you're going to waste water on and what you can do conservatively and still get the same effect. And I think people are going to look at it as a different animal moving forward. And I think the conservation in water is going to be right up there more.
I think so. It's going to be one of those things that people are going to be top of mind, so to speak, that's where people are going to head when it comes to those kinds of things. So you've got that. Did you have any, you know, big civic projects or things like that that you kind of were successful this year that kind of went on over there?
Yeah, we did. We actually had Castledale bought some buildings on our main street. We tore them down, cleaned it all up, and hopefully moving forward, we're going to have some new stuff coming into Castledale where those old buildings were that were falling apart.
All right. That sounds exciting as well. So let's hear it. What do we got coming up exciting in the next month you were talking about?
Well, let's start from just today. We've got a brand new ice hockey rink that's twice as big as it ever was. Today, there was a hockey game going on down there, and it was just fun to watch. With that being said, we have Millside on Ice on January 7th and 8th. It's a great fishing contest, and if you've never been out on the ice fishing, you're missing something. It's fun. Don't fall through.
Well, yeah, that's part of that's the main part, right? I think that's rule number one.
You want it to be cold, so if you can ice skate, you can probably get on the ice fishing.
Very good, very good. So yeah, Millside on Ice is always a fun tournament. I'm glad that they've kept up with that one, and it brings a lot of people out to there and gets them out on the ice to go fishing. What else we got going on?
We've got a, well, this is going to be towards the end. This is at the end of January. We're going to have a Beat the Winter Blues Festival at the Emory Rec Center here in Castledale. There'll be booths, food, entertainment, cornhole tournaments, hay rides, and once again, there's going to be lots of good ice skating.
Always, always, always. All right, well, Mayor, I'm going to give you the last little bit of time to give away, you know, to do your, to do a holiday message to the troops of Castledale and to the citizens. If you want to take that time to go ahead and do that, go ahead and take it away, sir.
Well, I want to wish everyone a happy new year. Be safe. And let's look forward to 2022.
That's right. That's what we've got to look forward to. Hopefully 2022 is better than 2021, right?
Absolutely.
All right, Mayor Van Wagner, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us today. We really appreciate it, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
Sounds good, Dave. Talk to you soon.
All right. That was Mayor Danny Van Wagner of Castledale, kind of wrapping up the year that was and hitting on some things that are coming up in January already. You got to stay on top of it. Plenty of fun things going on over in Castledale. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.